Greetings everyone on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashionista and it's about 6:10 in the evening for me at the moment, and I've had a rather busy day actually, and I wanted to do a bit of a boom because I wanted to just do a boom to check in, and some exciting stuff has happened today, so I just wanted to chat really. So the first thing is, I did say in a few booms back that I was writing an article for Huffington Post, but I didn't know when it was going to go up because it was for a campaign. I can now say it's for the hashtag Fashion for All campaign, all one word in the hashtag, and it's, you know, Fashion for All, and it's basically about promoting diversity in fashion, and it coincides with London Fashion Week and New York Fashion Week, and it's to try and get the fashion industry to see diversity in fashion. And they asked me to do an article because I am actually a writer for Huffington Post. I have been for about 3 years now. Guide Dogs actually got me the gig for that. Guide Dogs got me on board as a writer with a disability, so thank you Guide Dogs if any of you guys are listening. They got me the gig for that to start off with, so it's thanks to them that I actually am a writer of Huffington Post. So I did an article basically talking about fashion and being a visually impaired fashion blogger, and it's just called I'm a Fashion Blogger Who Happens to Be Visually Impaired, and it went up this morning, and oh my god, it is a bit insane on my Twitter. It just, for some reason, you guys just kept tweeting it and tweeting it and tweeting it. I've had shares, I've had tweets, I've had likes and I've had comments, and it's been like, oh my god. So I've been going through them in the car on the way home today, and it was absolutely crazy. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody who shared it for me. That is lovely of you all. You guys are really nice though, you're lovely people, so you always share my stuff because you're lovely. And you know, if you ever want to tweet me your stuff, I will share it as well, because we need to help each other out and we need to be a family for each other. So it's just, I'm really grateful for your support, and it's just been a great day. I've had some companies and some things come out of it, so I'm not going to say what they are yet, but I have had a few offers to work with some companies and some things, which is great. So I'm really excited actually, and it's just wonderful, and the amount of tweets and love I've had today is absolutely amazing. Also, just to quickly say happy birthday to my lovely friend Charlotte Eads. It's her birthday today, she turns 19, and as I'm sure some of you know if you follow me on my blog or Twitter or YouTube, and that I've mentioned her quite a lot. She's a very good friend of mine, and she's been battling cancer for the last couple of years now, and I just want to send all my love and good vibes and all my positive vibes to her, because she's really battling this one out, and she's really defying the odds, and you know, she's an absolute trooper. She's such a strong-willed person, and if anyone can beat cancer, it's her. So if you could spend a few minutes of your day to send some positive vibes and a happy birthday messages in your mind to Charlotte on my behalf, that'd be lovely, because I think positivity in the world, we can never have too much positivity, never enough in my opinion. So happy birthday to Charlotte, and all the best wishes to all of her family. I love them all, and I'm just you know, always wishing them well. And then the other thing was just to say that today I actually went to a event in South Bank. I had to go up to London this morning anyway, because Sainsbury's contacted me to do some work testing out their new app, and they wanted some visually impaired people to come down, test their app and give them feedback. And that is the dog scratching on the door, sorry if you can hear that. So they actually said, you know, can you come give us some feedback and you will get £50 for your time. And I was like, yes, I will do that, because I just think it's good to give them advice. Because, yeah, I always think it's good to give them feedback when they're trying to develop an app and make it more accessible. So I think that's a great idea, and I'm really glad that Sainsbury's are trying to make their online shopping experience more easier for people who've got visual impairments. So that was really great. And it's just nice to have 50 quid rolling around in my pocket. Although I probably am going to end up buying more lipsticks with it that I don't need. Oh my god, I've bought so much makeup recently. I need to get some new Alex drawers because my current ones are full. I don't even have any room left. So yeah, I mean, that was great. And then I did have some business in South Bank, a few things, and then I went to the South Bank Centre where the organisation Inclusive Minds were doing a event for Roald Dahl, the Roald Dahl kind of anniversary. So basically they got a load of people down and they were all reading out chapters of the book. There was like people like Mick Scarlett and some like actors from the Matilda musical down there. There was Dan and his daughter Emily and his wife Amy. They are the Department of Ability on Twitter. I think you might not know them if you guys follow me on my Facebook page, because I've mentioned them a few times. I did an article about them. Basically, Dan is trying to get disabled characters in comic books and TV. He's writing his own comic book and it has disabled characters in it. And as I am a literature student, a children's literature student, as I'm writing, I'm trying to write books about disability representation in children's literature. I wrote an article about what he's doing, and I went down there to meet him, and I also met Mick Scala, and we were chatting about fashion and disability and some ideas we have. And then I also spoke to Inclusive Minds, and I've had a really good chat with them. I want to start doing some work with them. I don't know what yet, but as I am doing the same kind of thing they're doing, which is trying to study and promote disability representation in children's literature. I mean, of course, I also want, you know, other forms of diversity to be in children's literature, like LGBTQ groups, more BME groups, but obviously disability is also a very underrepresented group, and I am trying to wave the banner for that, because I think there are not enough characters, and when there are, they're either evil or they're pretty bog standard characters, although there are some very good characters. If you've watched my YouTube video, which I did, about the top disabled characters in children's literature that I've found, because I mentioned a few in that. But it was great to chat to them and finally meet them, so hopefully I'll be able to do some stuff with that. And I'm working on a project at the moment, so hopefully they can help me develop it. I'm not going to say what it is, because I don't like to do that, because I don't want to say too much just yet. But it's been a great day, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for tweeting the article for me, and, you know, just for everything. And I just, you know, it's been amazing to see your response, and how many of you really like the fact that I'm trying to advocate the message that people with disabilities and of diversity should be included in society's activities and should be more represented, because that's all I want. I just want to make life easier for everybody, and I want everybody to have a chance, and I want everybody to be able to do things that they want to do. So, and I just want to help everybody. So it's just nice to see that you guys think that I am doing that in some small way. I mean, I'm not like some people. I'm not like a doctor trying to cure, you know, some kind of illness. I'm not, you know, one of these big prolific campaigners. I'm only doing a little thing. I'm only doing some little bloggies, but still, it's nice to get comments from you guys. So I'm going to leave it there, because I need to go and get on with my boring essay and get back to my boring life. Well, it's not boring, it's very interesting, but my everyday life. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you all so much for listening. Hopefully I will catch up with you guys over the weekend, or if not, some point next week. I'm going to London Fashion Weekend next Sunday. Ah, so excited. So that'll be really good. And I'll be reporting on what I find there. So if any of you guys want to know what trends are coming up, you shall find out soon enough. And that's it. I'm going to leave it there. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will catch you guys soon. Bye.